I was going to run off the time that I just heard out. I thought I would see Henry's in a budget briefing, they say, for us. You're not running far, are you?
This is where you are. This for 3 days, and then I'm coming back for Christmas Eve.
Well, then, be sure that you get a hold of Henry and get him to, get that thing out for sure.
Right.
Because he can't make today's paper, so that's
fine. What are you doing for tomorrow?
Do it for tomorrow's paper.
Right.
And exclusively, I'm not talking to anybody else on the phone.
Okay.
Now, incidentally, am I going for it? I would just say I'm going down for the weekend. Don't say I'm going to go through the holidays, or have you already put that out?
Well, Mrs. Nixon had mentioned that you were going over Christmas.
No, what's out, and I heard it again this morning. You're going down for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then it said Ron Ziegler would not say how long the president would be.
You can say Mrs. Nixon has to go on from there to California. The Rose Bowl, the president will not be going there. He'll be returning to Washington sometime after Christmas.
Yeah, that's where we are.
But I want to be free to return here. Say even Tuesday, see. Because there may be a whole lot of business I don't want to be doing. And I guess it just made me feel like I want to get the hell out of here.
No problem. Where we are right now is that you've been down there for
a year. I'm sure he's tired, but I don't want to be in a position where they say he
really
came back. So he'd be returning shortly after Christmas. Just say shortly after Christmas. Well, is he going to stay around through the New Year's Day?
Don't know.
There's no plans. If his plans are to come out right now. But Mrs. Nixon, shortly after Christmas, will go to California. Well, the president is my order.
You have
six sons. But then he will not be going to California.
Good.
So, but you just got a good
line. We can leave that option.
I didn't know that you had been even always keeping very free at certain time. I just want to be sure that what somebody said that I hurry to return.
Right.
Sure, I'm going to hurry, but many times I do it for just personal reasons.
Sure.
I don't want to be built up from the cause of
that. I don't have to say you're not going to California and leave that option open too.
I'm not going.
You better to say.
I want to be known because I don't want them to say
because
that
I love busy.
Didn't go. Why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I come say that I'm not going? This next is going to the Rose, going out to the Rose Parade where she's the president will not be going. They say why not? Well, because he's going to be working on the inaugural. He has to be doing work on the inaugural.
Mm-hmm.
And the other hand, and the budget messages. No one makes you stay with you.
Right.
See. He's going to be working the hours, and therefore will not be able to go to California. Now you see, you've got a perfect cover. I stay in Florida, I'm going to work in the inaugural city.
Right.
Okay. But Ron, the reason we didn't want to put this thing out is that, you know, they say that they use the gimmick of stubbing your toe or something, and try to build it in this sort of latest little piece. But I just don't think anybody ought to put out physical things every time your bowels don't go off or something like that. I saw Henry did that at Eisenhower too, and it's almost sickening. First architect, even for his architect. But I don't like all that up. Takashkin had one reading a year, you can just say he's just being fun.
And, you know, if anyone says anything about a lip or anything, as we talked about on the phone, he can always step on a rock in Florida.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to put stone bruise or something of that sort, which is...
All right. That's right. Just say that's what
But if you say something about a toe or a foot,
then they
say, where did it happen? How did it happen? Which toe? How bad is
it? Why are you walking on the ice at that time of night? It wasn't drunk. All I know, when I broke my elbow, back in 1947, God, and I'm on the 12th district, they were trying to run it, but I fell down dead drunk in the county steps. That's about a bit built up. And it was true at all, of course, but they marked the carrying kids. So we get the rest of these letters. It isn't that bad. So what I'll do with this salt pass, when he comes in, I'll see him here briefly, and then just I'd like to show him the places I work so he can feel up, and then I'll walk him over to the EOP and show him that, and then walk him over to the Lincoln City where he likes
it. And let him get some pictures of you in the Lincoln City.
Yeah, and he can have a picture there in the Lincoln City room, and the EOP in here. We'll have the AP have some. spread the trees on.
We sure will.
And Helen found a sign and said, what's the name of the sign? But after all, she's in lots of exclusive, hasn't she? So she tried to meet you on the Washington Post, she'll know if she'll get the message.
I'll play this game, we can play it right now.
She said, well, he comes out every year and has to start presents, never seen presents. And they had a half hour, so just took her around. And she'll ask for a story. But if she asks for it, she can do it right. My attitude is cold blooded in church. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just like that goddamn picture with Tom was lying that time that we took out there. Obviously, it didn't take more than 15 minutes. But it took time. They had to fire around. And he was a bad picture. So, how many more pictures?
They went out of business.
Bad picture. Cold.
No, I agree 100%. Helen was a message on that too.
While you're here, Rogers called me. He was very cooperative and was wanted to be sure this didn't appear to be second guessing or anything, but just wondered whether we really wanted to. He said that yesterday Kissinger pushed in very hard, and Scally backed it up on having a State Department briefing on Vietnam to make it clear that Kissinger was solid going on or something. Yeah. And Bill Salt was prepared to do it, and Bill says that we're all set to go on it, but it just occurred to me that maybe there was something where they were overreacting, and I just wanted to be sure that the president does want him to do it. He said,
well,
I don't want interpreters in running in or in.
No, I know. It's just a question. What do you think? I'm
well, the two problems building up. One problem is that on October the 26th, Henry came back with an agreement that the president hardened up. That's one problem.
So that Henry had an agreement and I broke it. That's why Charles Smith is incorrect.
That's correct. Now, then there's another.
But more impressively, that Kissinger had peace at hand.
That's right. And
you
snatched
away. That's right.
Now, the second thing that is building up, as a part of this, which I'm not as concerned about as the first, is that there is a difference between the president and Kissinger building up, and there are various courses of guys think this
is long as that piece.
That's right. It's all like diplomatic circles of Europe and so forth.
Did you see Victor Zorza this morning?
It's
a pretty rough piece on Henry. At least the way I see it comes out, because he accounted the number of times that Henry mentioned you in his October 26th or whatever it was press briefing, which was twice. In the hour, he mentioned the president twice, and in his one last week, he mentioned the president 14 times or 18 times, something like that. And each time, said the president ordered, the president this, the president that. Where the other times, it was already right. Done.
We have been telling him to do that, but on October 26th, he didn't do it.
That's right. And he was hanging, and Zorza went through it and counted it, and came out with the tone you got in October was that Henry had peace. The tone in
well, the whole point that we have to be quite candid about is whether or not, and this is a pretty rough thing because he wouldn't be doing it deliberately, but he could subconsciously go ahead, whether or not Henry is trying to have it both ways here. You understand?
Yes, absolutely.
Because Henry, here's the problem. The only difference that we've ever had was on the rhetoric. And there, Henry made a hell of a mistake. The pieces of hand I say hell of a mistake, not critical. It was just happened to be, it wasn't true. I mean, it was true in a sense, but he knew at that time, he knew we had a hell of a problem, and that wasn't solved. I had to go back from it on the Thursday speech, right?
Right.
And I said, it was the same thing, God. But except for that, Bob, there hasn't been one goddamn difference.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, Henry, if anything, been more hard on it than I have, but I didn't really want that to get up.
Sure.
If we showed him the cables of the last 10 days, good God.
Yeah.
And you know what Henry wanted?
Blow it off, put you on television.
I was to go on television and so forth, and hate was to be, and the ag news would be dispatched immediately. And, well,
we are so. All that's to talk about when he had a very final type word.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, it was one of those emotions. But on the other hand, you cannot let Henry leave any impression, subconsciously, or I know it's unconscious, but subconscious impression, which he might be leaving. Because it is true that Henry does have a tendency, and we all have. I mean, Rogers why should I get out there for interference? But the point is, at this time, we don't, I think, Bob, you agree, I can't have the impression that Henry had a peace agreement, but that I toughened it up, and as a result, the POWs aren't going home, and we're bombing Hanoi. That we cannot have, because that's not true.
And I don't think we do have it. I think you got a little...
I don't think it was that much, and I can read this.
No, but...
You got a little shade of that possibility.
But now, let me carry this through. I mean, in terms of what's building here, you've got the October 26th thing that we're talking about here, where the president, you know, hardened up on Henry. You've got the differences type thing building, and your assessment, in all due respect to Henry, is absolutely correct on that. I was in both briefings. Henry did a great job in both briefings, but as a newsman, and Henry, you see, the newsmen don't know that we were pushing in this direction, but he did. There was that subtlety there of the use of the president in this last briefing and not so much in the 26th. In addition to that, however, you have the focus going to the DMZ issue and the fact that the DMZ issue is what held this holding the thing up and that the DMZ issue is why the talks broke off, and that was not a fact back on October the 26th. The DMZ issue is solidified because Rexford, who has a great deal of credibility, and because of Kraft, who also has credibility, when they wrote dispatches out of Paris, which said that the focus of the problem was more or less on Saigon. You see what I mean? In other words, that the holdup in the talks, remember what Rexton wrote, went to the fact that Saigon was insisting on sovereignty of the South, and that was what the really hang-up is. So you have that complexity involved in there. But it leads, and what I think we should be very cautious about is this line leading to the fact that we simply broke off the talks because of the DMZ thing, you see.
I'm sure.
Now, that is why maybe a Sullivan backgrounder would be helpful today, because Sullivan, in that backgrounder, sitting at the table, being from the State Department, could say, look, it goes beyond Saigon, it goes beyond DMZ, it goes to the attitude that the North Vietnamese adopted at the table.
Also, you've got to realize that Colonel Rogers actually wants to cooperate. One little step between state and this sort of thing, too, you know. I mean, let's face it. I don't care if have Sullivan do it over here and then we'll bother Rogers. I'll do that.
My view is it could be better there.
All right.
I don't think it bothers Rogers now.
I don't want to, well.
He said, I really don't.
All right. If he has every reason to, you know what I mean? Henry screwed him a few times.
Well, that's what I heard.
But I heard him say, screwing him.
What? No, he's not trying to screw him.
No, he could have a reason to him.
My view is that the reason he raised this, and I really believe this, because he thinks Henry may have lied to him. Because he knows Henry does lie to him. And I think Henry's pushing this, and he's not sure you want it done. And all he's asking me is not whether it's a good idea, but whether it's correct that you...
One of the best things to do on you talking to
That's a good idea.
Ron, say, look, that you raised it.
I raised it,
and I called you in, and we thought that we'd like to have it done in a Milwaukee way because he was there. And then you point out the facts that the idea. And then you can say there are two impressions that we have to knock out. First, that Henry had basically an agreement, and that the president hardened it and snatched war from the jaws of peace, and second, that the president is now imposing stiffer conditions than Henry imposed. We've got to make clear that Henry was under instructions and followed his instructions, and there's no disagreement within the administration on these points. Third point that ought to be made is that as far as why the target is right now, got to make my first that as far as that it was Hanoi in the first instance, keep repeating that way, in the first instance, said there was an agreement and asked us to sign it. You may recall that as the case. Nobody seems to have mentioned it later. But the second point is did that go on to say that, that as far as the present situation is concerned, that it's North Vietnam that Saigon is presented from, that on any number of issues, not just the DMZ, and then use as an example, including the POW issue. I want you to be sure to get that in.
Right.
So if they, they can say to the POW issue that, on the one instance, there are many, that's one thing the president always insisted upon, is absolutely unequivocal agreement that 60 days after an agreement is signed, any agreement is signed, all POWs are returned without conditions. And the North Vietnamese now have backed away from that absolutely unequivocal agreement and tried to link it to some civilian prisoners held in South Vietnam. We will not agree to such a language. We will not agree to any condition. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Goddamn, I've told Henry to make this bob a dozen times, and he won't do it because I don't know what the crisis is. I think he's some side deal with it. But you see, the field that is the best issue. You see that, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I think it's Sullivan making these points of view, friend. If Henry's pushing for Sullivan to go out in order to get Sayon running interference for him, the hell with it. If that, I don't want that either. I mean, maybe it's better for you to make these points. You get my point?
No, I don't think Henry is doing it for that reason. I think
I just want to be sure now. But you understand, there are lots of motives that are involved. As far as I'm concerned, I don't give a shit about the whole thing. I take the responsibility, but I'm not going to have Henry try to do it, Rogers do it, Henry, or Sullivan to try to play the broker. And find us, everybody's together in the goddamn thing, and we're doing the right thing. So everybody should just stand right up there like men and take their share of it. On the other hand, I don't want Henry, if, like, for example, Henry wanted me to go on, to use a way up example, wanted me to go on television and break off the talks and announce the resumption of the bombing. Why? Because he was so concerned about his own position. It was as simple as that. That was what was motivating. Now, we all understand that. And he represents how that was a bad call, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Now, it says it is. Now, we mustn't allow Henry's judgment to be overriding here as to what is done now due to the fact that he cannot have it both ways. He cannot be close to the president and far away from him. Goddamn it, he's got to be there all the time. Understand?
Yes, sir.
And Bob, the thing I'm concerned about a little is that that story of the break between Henry and the president came out of Paris, Reston, and Le Monde, and so many sources abroad that I have a little bit of an uncertain feeling as to how Henry, in a subtle way, might have so indicated. You know, he can imply things like that. You understand? Well, you know, I've tried. President's being tough, which of course happens to be in this case totally 180 degrees from the truth. We were.
Yeah, you were telling him at that point.
Well, in the last 2 weeks, I was saying to continue to talk. He wanted to break off. At the earlier point, I was just telling him, don't hurry. You know, that was all.
Yeah.
But, he knows why they did it. The real reason they didn't, we didn't succeed earlier was goddamn it was Saigon. So there, in that flux, he was building
something. Taking that into account, I think.
Suddenly now, I can affect the president.
Absolutely. I think taking all of that into account, the attitude thing is something that I think can be beneficial. And I'll talk to Rogers, and I'll talk to Sullivan, and Kissinger, and make sure that we all are focused on that. You see, Bob?
Yeah.
By the attitude thing, I mean the North Vietnamese attitude at the negotiating table. So
yeah. Well, I think the fact that North Vietnam, when they said we laid down 126 conditions, that's just silly. They said, well, but we don't want to get into that. We just want to say, Sullivan has got to say that he's never seen the shocking mayor.
Right.
You don't need to take that down.
No.
Sullivan can think up a few things. Right, the boy. But you know what I mean? I agree with him. Ron's got none of the points, Bob, a hell of a lot better than Henry did in his
book.
You read that briefing yesterday of Ron's, it was better than Henry's. You agree? You see my point?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think in terms of the total, but in terms of making three or four points.
Well, you know,
it's now ten, so that I think it didn't have to use them. But those are lines that will catch, right? God said, that's correct.
In respect, I mean.
Henry did a good job.
In all fairness to Henry.
His groundwork, the impression that came out of this, that came out the way you wanted it.
I agree.
You may not have given the lines, all the lines.
See, but maybe.
That's right.
See, the difference too, though, is that when I speak out there, I don't speak as a personality as much as Henry does. So that helps, you know, before that.
It would be better if you didn't speak as a personality.
Much better.
Much better.
See?
Without realizing that a staff man should never speak as a personality. That's why Ehrlichman's so good. Ehrlichman is a superb reader because he never gets himself involved in it. Right? He's just a goddamn good reader. And he gives some good too.
But there's nothing to do about that. Henry is a personality. He's going to be, and that's.
You would say that, by the way, that Rogers and I greatly appreciated his thoughts on it. But I think it would be helpful to have low-key thing by someone, so that they would show there was no split between, to show the total intransigence and of an honor. And so let's get that laid out once and for all, and not just in the Medians, Detroit, and the BWF. Second, show the total agreement within the administration that we're on the right course. Would be helpful, and that's just as well that not all come that we not have an appearance that there's any split here and so forth, because according to Henry Sullivan agrees with the policy. He didn't think we'd do it, but he agrees with it. So you're back. You got to call Rogers now.
Right.
And you're going to brief today, Dewey. Won't you let the cops brief today?
Well, he's going to. But I have some basic announcements out to make, and I want to make sure I get this the holiday thing slip right.
And you can also have a it's not we're working it out so that the woman will have an office in the White House in this room in case it comes up.
Right.
You just don't raise it. But if it does come up, you say okay.
Intensity, though, is not the intensity that Henry expected.
No.
Not yet. was just gonna say, the thing that will build, that will take a long time, this is gonna happen in a matter of days or even, it'll take several weeks, really, maybe a month, of if we have to stay at this, as we take losses, that's really the thing that will have some problem.
Well, and
as they start dramatizing civilian casualty.
Yeah, that might be the other thing, as far as our losses are concerned. They're gonna be more significant, your first days are up.
Having lost another B-52, or at least they announced another one lost.
And, we found a reason.
And apparently we took some hits on a Navy ship that was shelling on shore or something, that killed two Navy men on the ship. And that still is, you know, you're still down to only a few dozen people involved, and that's, you know, people that matters. Airplanes don't matter. Losing B-52s, I really, Henry thinks that's very significant versus losing an Air Force. I don't think it is at all.
Totally right. After the first, well, I never thought of even the first one would be all that, but he said we never lost one. The Air Force was significant. It's a big splendid bomber, airlift bomber. So we had the B-1. So you're going to lose some. That's war. But suppose you lose one, and then you're bound to bomb. This kind of operation, you've got to do it. Go in there and get the stuff. But you've got to keep it up. Can't be
okay.
Hard at the time.
Yeah.
Can't back away. But as far as the news is concerned, as I saw it, it's the same level. It's frankly a little less level of intensity. I mean, basically, I think we were somewhat fortunate that the goddamn Congress was out of town.
Yep.
Do you agree? So they find them here and there, and a lot of them kind of pop off, but you can't get a hell of a hell of a thing started until they get back in session. They don't have a great debate on the floor.
That's right. They don't carry nearly
the. Do you still think there's nothing for Colson's group to do at this point?
I don't think so.
You understand? I raised it for that purpose yesterday.
We could push some, you know, maybe one or two statements or something, but it isn't.
I don't know.
You're not in a situation that calls for statements. That's it. It's not a debate.
You know, I just caught at the beginning as I was waiting. He looks, I remember Mark Bradley used to go, but he looks like dead warmed over.
Yeah.
And he sounds so, you know, I guess all the commentators, he sounded so gleeful that you know, that the talks have broken down. I mean, you know, I think.
Well, that's he's really the worst of them all.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
He was awful.
He is so obsessed. His personal, his meanness and all that really comes through, he's obsessed with everything we do being wrong and anything that goes wrong for us being a great development. I mean, it almost automatically works that way. It's really kind of fascinating. Because the others waver back and forth sometimes. He just never finds one glimmer of goodness anywhere.
Well, what is your analysis of the news today? Is it different than what you expected?
No, it's
more or less about the same.
It's right on what it's been and what. It's less, I would think, than expected. I would have figured in the news we would be rougher. I didn't think they would be rougher. There's a certain. I think maybe they've been burnt so much,
certain
they're being a little more cautious than
usual. Also, there's also a certain part of the American people resignation.
Right.
That's another thing.
Plus the fact that now you have the election behind. There's nothing, they don't gain an awful lot by it. They can't hurt you all that much at this point.
That's another thing.
They've lost their incentive to
no election, which is damn good. And another thing, too, they know AIDS and Saigon.
Yeah.
And they know that this and something may happen, and the rug may come right out from under.
And they don't know exactly what's going on in Paris or, you know, what Henry's really up to totally or what.
But that's not about the Henry thing. I do not think these stories and the moment and so forth were an accident. I think that Henry has put a little of that out. I really think so.
Well,
You can, I just don't.
I think that he wants it all. I don't think he has intentionally that.
I know, but he does do it intentionally, you know, subconsciously, and he thinks of himself as an heroic figure.
Yeah.
And people do that, therefore, like, I mean, Schwarzenegger is this guy.
Exactly right.
And he's up there talking about his peace initiative on October 26th. Right then, before the election, that's when he should have been mentioning the president. Right? But he says, I did this, I did that.
He'll read Zorza, and that point, he'll read Zorza, and that point won't be lost on him.
Bob, our estate is getting him always on all briefings, of course, with music so much. But, not a change.
Well, the, I think you've got to ride it through until Congress gets back. When Congress gets back, then this one, we've got to look at how we move. And we're all set. Coastal's got his mechanisms.
We all set. Another thing, too, is when Congress gets back. And I get past the state of the inaugural. And then I'll start the press conference routine. And that's one thing which are really dominant. And I'll just have to say, I sometimes think these extended or extended sometimes. Your greetings are great stuff for the intellectuals and all the rest. Great for
how much would folks
don't think they get across, you know, that much of folks. Do you agree or not?
I agree. I think that's absolutely right. And if they you need the simple Ron's doing a good job of that though. We're getting Ron's clarification type stuff, his points are hanging pretty well in the he's played that North Vietnamese build-up, you know, the bombing justification line has come out.
I hate that.
Really?
I also would give it to him, and he didn't use it. See? No, Ron picked it right up.
Yeah, and they're playing it off of Ron's statement.
Important, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is.
Kind of a reason for doing things.
Yeah. It is important.
A reason other than simply bringing them up.
You've got to have an apparent reason to people, not the real reason.
And
Henry knows you what the real reason is, and that's
what
satisfies him.
That's
the
point. But you might use let them appear that the people are the only
answer.
This is the force that at the table. A lot of people might go support it.
That's
if it is an enemy buildup, they'll support it.
And the analysts are saying that anyway. Obviously, they figure out
that's right.
What you're doing.
Not the analysts.
I think we're in a better position than we figured we'd be, not a lot better. We haven't gotten any good bumps out of it because we haven't had any good break. I mean, you haven't had some big thing happening
on
the positive side, and it isn't going to, at least for a while. The key is, I guess, the first key is the answer to from then on in the talks. Which Henry says, well, I don't believe.
We will see where long. It's 50%, 70%.
But I think the timing is breaks completely for us in the sense that you're into the holiday season now and you really don't know what
people
have. And
that's
when, sure. When you get past about tomorrow, when everybody, you're into Christmas Eve weekend and Christmas Day on Monday and then the whole holiday week where the kids are home and people are doing their Christmas things and post-Christmas and New Year's and all that, I think you're writing as clear as you can get from now till really through the inaugural, because when Congress comes back, you're going to be back in the soup to a certain degree, but they've got their own problems and their own fight.
Yes, sir.
And then you've got that, and you've got the build up to the inaugural and all the interest that builds up to that. When that's over, and the aftermath, the glow of that, which will give you a couple more days after that, then you're down to, say, January 25th. And about then is when we've got to be ready to take the attack, yeah, on the basis of whatever the situation.
Why did Henry give, so that's what he gave you as a reason for his almost paranoid attitude about going on the television?
He didn't know. That's what he said. He said, I don't understand why I felt that so strongly. That was the way he put it. It was just a,
I know why.
He said, yes, I know. I felt so strongly and I sent my cables. And he said, I don't know.
That's what I thought. Also, he was thinking, basically, but Henry, if he doesn't get the rug, let's do the same thing we did before. We rallied the people before.
Well, it's sort of a machine,
right?
You know, a routine that he's established that you do these things this way. and don't think he perceived the difference in the situation now versus then.
Actually, pitch about the people, about how, I mean, all this is about this being a closed shop and all that crap. Well, a lot of that comes from people from inside. You know that. Where the hell else they get it? How's every dad coming on his deal with you? You have to talk to your dad about his deal with David and that.
Great. Yeah, see, yeah, he's you know, moving quite a bit. He says there'd be no problems. And if you want to wait till
he will. I want to be sure we're there. Not with him. You've got to see what David's job is.
Okay. I just talked to Secretary Rogers. He's on board. He agrees. He recognized the fact that Sullivan would attack it from the attitude side, and I went over these points. He's going to meet with Sullivan, and then Sullivan, he said, asked if he could call me, and I said, absolutely, you know, we'll go over it again. But the secretary made the point about the Rustin and the Kraft piece, you know, on the focus on Saigon. And I told him, I said, well, you know, that's recognized too, but the important thing is that we, you know, solidify on the attitudinal thing, which he understood.
Rustin and Kraft, you mean blame Saigon?
Yeah. He said that posed some problem of the...
Of letting Hanoi.
Right. Mm-hmm. But he's right. But
I believe I have choice.
Well, and he agreed with that. That's the direction we'll go. So he seemed to be, you know, in good shape and supportive of it.
Yeah. That's the thing I had. There was
all
the
arms. Well, I mean, he really did.
Also, he knows, Bill knows of this luck that we're doing without anything in order to get over with on space.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to get over with. We all do.
Right.
That's right, and that's the thing we've got to bear in mind. It's a tough, petty business, but we've got to get it done.
But his attitude was very positive and very supportive of it, so. So, got to go.
All right, all right. Okay.
You're going to do the union group?
What?
That union group, what are you going to do? They're in there.
Oh, gosh, almighty, I've forgotten about that. Does that have to be done today?
Well, they're there. It doesn't have to be done. They're not expecting it.
You see, I've got my eyes, I don't think I want to do it. I just don't feel much like it today.
Okay.
How long are they going to be there?
I don't know.
Church, I said, you and John is going to have to be the one to do it. It's down the church.
That's right.
You know, I know.
He just has a different approach, and it takes time. He works differently and looks at it differently, and everything else. He sits, talks with people, likes to do it.
And no, very
do. Low key, you know.
Well, he's got lots else to do, but I mean, he thinks that's what I should do a lot of. Yeah. I'm not going to do it.
Well, it's like professorial and their pace a different way. You guys, for sure. Henry's not that way. Henry's pace is at a very, totally the opposite way. He's at a very high nervous level and can't sit and talk.
Our professors really like the gas, though.
Henry can't sit and listen. Henry can sit and talk.
Like you said in the meeting, that's why the quadrant meetings are such a goddamn pain.
I'll bet they're just awful.
Because basically you've got, they all
time shows.
Time, shoulders, shoulders, and burns, and all of them just want to show off how bright they are. They go on and on and on and on.
Well, and they love, that's sort of their, it's a ritual, really.
Can we find out, could you find out from how long